Tuesday, the 12th of April, as a wee Rocky Robin sings from the apple tree. Or actually, as a wee Rocky Robin was singing from the apple tree, just took off. It's not a nice morning. It's very grey. Everywhere, the greyness. And there's still that really cold wind, I think. I'm trying to, because there's no open sky or open cloud, if you like, because it's just like a grey, horrible grey carpet all around. There's no way to tell which way clouds are going. I'm trying to tell by the trees. But it looks like, and going by the temperature, it looks like that wind's still coming off the North Sea. Could explain everything. It's cold. I haven't got my jacket fleece on, I've just got my lightweight fleece. And it's bearable. Just bearable. It's not 19 degrees Celsius like Lee Storm at N2FGC was getting yesterday. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Well, Mrs. Blackbird, how are we this morning? I fed her specially. Oh, she's definitely looking for food this morning. I fed her specially yesterday. A handful of granola with loads of fruit in it. Yeah, she looks starving this morning. Right, I'll get you something a wee bit. It's very windy. What was I talking about? See, there I've gone. Lost it completely. Yes, Lee. At 19 degrees Celsius. What in heck? I like a bit of that. So, I had a good sleep last night, even though... Even though I was up three times. Up three times and still pretty much bursting for the wee boy's room. I'm going to go in a shelter over here for the wind. At 7 o'clock this morning, that's better, isn't it? That's cozier. Yes. It's ironic that I achieved my 100% goal with the My Water app. It's a great app. It's another great app that will probably be abandoned somewhere down the line. But at the moment, I'm using it. And I achieved 100% my goal yesterday. Which, as I said, ironically means that I don't need to get up once or twice during the night, but three times. Everything has a consequence, doesn't it? In life, everything, no matter what it is, a consequence. But I'm feeling good this morning, because apart from getting up, I did have a good sleep in betwixt the times I was up. And I'm feeling good. Ooh, yeah. Even in this shelter spot it gets, doesn't it? I was out on the bike yesterday. There was I have to say, it took a wee bit of internal persuasion to go out on the bike yesterday, because there was that very strong and bitter cold North Sea easterly coming across. And I just thought, oh my God. Anyway, I went out and I met it head on. I embraced its cruelty, its torture. And even when I ended up back into town, rather than just head straight home, I decided to take another loop, knowing that at the end of that particular run, that particular extended bit of the route, I was going to have to turn around and come back and come straight back into that cold, strong easterly wind. But my mind was made up. I'm not giving up. So, just around 12 miles, it's not high mileage, but the conditions were just, oh, times the wind was gusting so hard that it's almost, well, it was actually causing me to swerve on the road, just catching out. But the buzz, the endorphins, when I got home, relaxed, had my dinner, feet up for a bit, I just felt fantastic. Like a glow, a self-satisfaction for achievement. The tiny blip on the great senses of achievements in life. Nonetheless, and this morning if you're on the benefit. And it was so hard work yesterday that it was the first post ride since I took up biking seriously again back in January that I had hurt in my quads. That's post ride, not during ride, post ride. So I must have been pushing or having to push really hard yesterday. Well, I was. I was, but I didn't think I was pushing that. Well, I knew I was pushing hard, but I didn't think I was pushing that hard that I would end up with hurt back in the quads. But that's fine. That's fine because that's all back into that famous saying that people say: "No pain, no gain." Someone once said, "If it doesn't hurt, you're not doing it right," and that's a load of baloney. Because you can do a loads of things in life that hurt, but are not doing any good. In fact, can be doing bad. And I'm not just talking about physical actions here. But let's not go down that road as well. Stay in a positive mood. Listen to that. There was a greenfinch. I just call them greenies. They're beautiful birds. Kind of, my mind always remind me of canaries. They're not just green and green flashes, but it's just like a yellowy green at this time of the year, especially the males. And the greenies, often here during the day, you'll hear one greenie at top of the tallest tree around singing a song. It's not a song really, it's more a rhythmic kind of, just hard to describe, it's not really a song. A little phrase. But yesterday there was a greenie and it was singing a beautiful song. I've never heard a greenie do that before. I knew it was because I could see it doing it and I thought, that's wonderful. I've never heard that before. Birdsong. The greatest mental tonic that you can have. Makes me smile. It does. Maybe you're just potting about in the garden or out the car. Or out and about in the park or the walking through a forest and you hear a beautiful bit of bird song. It makes me smile just thinking that those wee feathered friends can churn out such wonderful, wonderful sounds.